Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. I'm trying to go as long as Jonas Knox.
Why you got a, what you got, envy? I mean, is that, what's going on here?
I hear his oh yeah, last like 8 minutes.
Well, it's always at least the first segment, so we got less time on the show.
We are the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard. That's my man, Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
Yes, indeed. We will, as we always do. And we got a great Friday for you. A TGIF Friday, a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Teicher, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos. So you definitely want to keep it locked just for that. But it's actually his show today. Because we also, Rob, as we do every Friday, have Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Yes, he's a big deal now around
the college. Apparently. I mean, he keeps telling me he's like a superstar now.
Well, CB, so, you know what I just told you, Ryan?
Yeah, you said we're Usher and you're Justin Bieber.
Basically, please, you guys found me on YouTube. That. You made me a star, thus making your fame more fameful. So you're welcome.
Fameful. Okay. Very nice.
Yeah. Is that a word? That
I
sounds
just make
like
words
a misremembered
up.
Type word.
Yeah, and we had to look it up, and somehow it was a correct word.
Misremembered, right.
When Roger Clemens first said it, everybody said, what?
Never have you sounded so ignorant using a word that really was a word, right?
Right.
Because
right.
Everybody's like, what the? Only one worse was that. Was when Sammy Sosa just suddenly, somehow forgot how to speak English.
Right.
That was incredible. How that happens.
Right.
I mean, what a time to forget how to speak English. Man.
Yeah, it was amazing. All of a sudden, he didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, it just hit. You never know when it's going to hit you in that moment. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We got a great show for you. Keep it locked right here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83. All right, go ahead.
Rob G., so what's my beef? We got it's made the show.
Rob, when you sent me a text, I think it was on Wednesday with the clip that you had for I think it was for Deadspin, right? Oh, MLB Bro, one of those two.
Stop right. Acting surprised, Rob. You begged him to put it on.
What?
No, man. Look, in all honesty, and this goes for Chris and Rob, not all of their ideas are winners. But in this case, I was legitimately laughing really hard with Rob's video.
All right,
last week with the Splenda, and I'm like, we need to
run
it back.
You weren't laughing as hard as me. I'll show you a laugh.
Or Jonas.
That's a laugh.
Wow.
Oh, my God. My gosh, Rob. Stop it.
Stop.
I'm embarrassing, Rob.
That is unbelievable. That's unbelievable. All right,
let's get into it. You heard DJ Alex Tyson. You heard super producer Rob G. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager. Let's get into it, Rob, without all this wasting time that we've been doing. The Lakers, still in flux. LeBron James listed as questionable for their upcoming game. Is it Indiana? Yeah, they got Indiana and New Orleans.
Well, that means he could play questionable, right?
He'll probably play as my guess. But, hey, we thought he played the last two games.
Right.
And he didn't. Anthony Davis has said he feels great. So here's the deal, folks. Right now, the L.A. Lakers are in seventh place in the Western Conference, which means, of course, they'd be in the play-in tournament. Right now, that opponent is not locked in stone, but right now that opponent would be Golden State with, yes, mama, to quote Mark Jackson, mama, there goes that man, Steph Curry, who, no matter what Rob Parker wants to say, is absolutely on fire.
Yep. Unless it comes to the last 10 seconds of a big game.
He just hit a big shot last week, right?
In the playoffs, a big game.
All these qualifiers, I just can't.
Playoffs.
I'm sorry.
I've been as consistent as a bran muffin every morning.
You know what's too consistent? That joke. You need a new. There's other things consistent other than bran muffins.
All right, what
else? How about you find out one of those?
Does oatmeal make you consistent or regular? I don't know, Chris. What do you have in the morning?
Fiber. Something with fiber in it.
Okay.
Try something with fiber.
Or roughage, like lettuce and stuff. That's good for you, too.
Roughage.
Right, your system
roughage.
Out.
That's a nice one, roughage.
Roughage.
All right. I never heard that to describe lettuce, but okay. That sounds good.
That's what they call it.
All right. So anyway, and here's the thing we want to discuss, Rob. I'm going to just throw this out to you and see what your opinion is. If the Lakers finish with the sixth seed, which is possible, they would meet the LA Clippers most likely in the first round. If they finish in the seventh seed, then they have the play-in. Let's say it's Golden State in the first game. Even if you lose that, then you've got the winner of Memphis, San Antonio. Okay, neither one of them is scaring you or a world beater. And if you get through those two games, Rob, or, you know, if you get through Golden State and the play-in, you get through it, you would face either Phoenix or Utah in the first round. Now, I'm going to tell you, if I'm the Lakers, I'd much rather play Phoenix or Utah in the first round than the Clippers. But the problem is you don't just start off with Phoenix or Utah. You start off with the play-in. So here's the question to you, Rob Parker. Would you, if you're the Lakers, would you rather be in the play-in and potentially have an easier first-round opponent in Utah or Phoenix? Or would you rather finish sixth and have an absolute fight on your hands just to get out of the first round against the LA Clippers?
I'm going to go with the Clippers that I'd rather play. And it's not so much just it's that I think the Lakers can beat the Clippers. That's not it. It's that the one-game scenario or Steph getting hot or AD aggravating his groin or something and you're not at full strength. You know, if you're playing a series, Chris, 4 out of 7, you could lose a game. You're not going to win every game.
Right.
And you could survive that later on in the series. But if one of those guys tweaks an ankle, LeBron, or the groin flares up and Steph catches fire and you lose – I just think that there's a bigger chance of you getting upset when you play. We talk about it all the time, and I know this isn't single elimination, but it's like if Michael Jordan played in single elimination, Chris, there's a good chance he's not 6-0, that somebody beats him or he misses a big shot or somebody makes a great shot at the buzzer. You can lose. You can play great and still lose in a one-game scenario. The best team usually wins 4 out of 7, and if you got to play the Clippers, here's my only thing. You might want to get them if you have a chance, and if everybody's okay, to get them now rather than later when maybe somebody's nicked up or if or they're not completely healthy or you lose somebody in the course of the playoffs. I still would take my chances in a 7-game series compared to a one game and then another one game. I think that's too dangerous. And I think the Lakers would rather play a series, even though it's a tough series.
It's a really good question. Because you agree with me that the Clippers would be tougher than Phoenix or Utah.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay. But, you know, like you said, you got to go through the Clippers at some
point. Eventually, right.
And here's the other thing, Rob. If you finish sixth, you do get a week off, and obviously you wouldn't be off, but they would get a week to practice, right? And to get back in the flow as much as you can in practice. Whereas if you play in the play-in, you're right. I mean, the play-in starts, I think, Tuesday. So you're right in the thick of it in the play-in, no break, and then you survive that, and now you got the Clippers without real time to prepare or rest or anything like that.
Right.
So I am with you, Rob. I'm with you in just that anything can happen in one game, as you said. We see it all the time in the NCAA tournament.
And somebody can beat you in one game.
We see it all the time in the NBA, Rob.
Yep.
Right? The Lakers just beat Denver without LeBron and AD. It happens. And as you said, we don't have to daydream to think about Steph Curry being able to catch fire. Number one, obviously, he's played great. But number two, Rob, earlier this season, when the Warriors beat the Lakers, remember the Warriors were down 14 points. And they rallied because Steph got hot. And there were a few other players actually got hot too. But they rallied from a double-digit fourth quarter deficit to beat the Lakers.
Right.
And that was the first time, Rob, in 292 total, well, at that point, that was the first time LeBron had ever lost a home game in which his team had a double-digit lead entering the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So he knows as well as anybody that Steph can get hot, and then next thing you know, you lose. And then the same thing, look, that Memphis doesn't have a Steph, but they got a Ja Morant. San Antonio's got a very good coach in Greg Popovich. You know, it just, and to your point too, what if AD tweaks the groin?
Right.
Which AD is known to, you know what I'm saying? Come on. AD has had all types of little
and there's no
nicks
series.
And
he tweaks his groin in the first quarter of game one. You might be in trouble.
Right. Or if LeBron tweaks the ankle. So, yeah, I'm with you. Even though it's a tougher road and you got to play the Clippers, I would still rather be in that situation than have a play-in. It's just as simple as that. And look, and I think you even feel this way, Rob. I do think the Clippers are the one team in the West that could beat the Lakers, even if the Lakers are whole. Now, I would, if the Lakers are fine and LeBron and AD are playing, I think I'm going with them, especially if they meet later in the playoffs. But they could lose. The Clippers could beat them. But the Clippers aren't world beaters either, right? There's really no world beater in the West. Phoenix, not scary. Tell me if you disagree. Phoenix, not scary. Utah, not scary. Not saying that they're good. Denver, especially without Jamal Murray, not scary. Portland, not scary. The Clippers, oh, they're good. I mean, they're tough. They could get to the finals, but they've never done it. They still have their issues at the end of games. Paul George has his problems here and there in the playoffs. So it's not like they're, you know, the Brooklyn Nets with all this firepower. Or Golden State a few years ago. You know what
I'm
saying?
I think that's a fair conversation. If the Lakers were whole and have been playing and whatever, I just think, again.
So you wouldn't give them a chance against?
No, I didn't say I wouldn't give them a chance, but I just don't think that they would be. I just think the Lakers are, you know, just too many things have to be right. Like, you just it's hard to have to play that way. And then some of the new guys from a year ago, this isn't exactly the same team. I'm just not so sure. You know what I mean? I'm not. Drummond's never played in any big games in his life, right? Never.
Yeah, but if they're counting on Drummond.
No, I know. I mean, you don't want to count on him, but I'm just saying, Chris. So I don't know about that.
I will say this, Rob, and you and I both like Brooklyn when they're healthy. And people might be saying, well, hold up. You're saying the Lakers need, you know, their guys to get back whole. What about Brooklyn? James Harden is playing tonight. And I'm sorry, not tonight.
Kyrie.
He played Kyrie's. They're playing tomorrow night. The big three will be together. But here's the difference, Rob. The Nets big three, if you notice, when Harden comes back from extended injury, he seems fine. When KD comes back, he seems fine. It's because of their style of play. They are guys that are great shooters, including Kyrie, and they can catch and shoot. So it's easier for them to just fit in because they can catch and shoot. They don't have to dominate the ball. Whereas LeBron and AD aren't great shooters. They can get hot and be streaky, but they're not great shooters. And with LeBron, this isn't an insult because it's his greatness, but he everything changes when you drop LeBron in there.
That's just fact. That's just facts.
Everybody's role is different because he's has the ball in his hands or he's in a certain position on the floor. So nothing was as it was when he's gone. So it takes a little longer to adjust. And to be honest, similar with AD too, because he's a guy that, you know, he can't just catch and shoot. He's going to put it on the floor. He's going to have the ball in his hands a good amount to really be as effective too. So I think that's why the Lakers do need a little more time to mesh than the Nets do. But let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in on the funky, funky Flashback Friday. If you're the Lakers or a Lakers fan like Rob G., would you rather face the Clippers in the first round or go to the play-in and possibly meet the less the not as good Phoenix Suns or Utah Jazz? Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard, Rob Park on a Funky Flashback Friday, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And Discover Card brings us to you, and they also match all the cash back that you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's accepted at 99% of places in the United States that take credit cards. Virtually everywhere, folks. Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen report. Limitations do apply. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. If you're the Lakers or a Lakers fan, you want the Clippers in round one or you want the play-in with the chance to play a less formidable first-round foe in Phoenix or Utah?
This is going to be interesting to hear what people say. I'm really... because some people might just say, you know, play in and leave it at that because they don't want to play the Clippers, you know, right away. But let's see. All right, let's kick it off with Bo in Florida. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bo?
Yo, what's up, guys? I do a lot of driving. You guys are always on.
Thank you, my man. We appreciate that.
And this is your first time calling in, Bo? I don't remember you calling in.
Yeah, no, I've called in the one time. We were talking about Big Poppy and all that shit that happened to him down in Cuba.
Okay. All right, go ahead. So, what's your point?
My take on this is how good would it be for LeBron to add to as many achievements to be one of the first play-in players to win the championship as a low seed? Because it's not like the NFL where the wild card teams actually get a chance. Basketball low seeds get knocked out real early.
Well, I'll say this. Let me say it a few ways, because I dealt with Nick Wright on this morning. We're talking about on First Things First. If LeBron were to go from the seventh or eighth seed and win the championship, I think that'd be the lowest. I think that might be the lowest ever, Rob, that someone, the lowest seeded team ever to win the championship. The Rockets won it with Olajuwon in 95 as the sixth seed. But I don't know that any team's ever won it as a lower seed. And that would be a notch on his belt to go along with coming from a 3-1 deficit, beating a 73-win Golden State team. So it would be a great achievement and something else that would just speak to LeBron's greatness. My disagreement with Nick Wright was he of course compared it to Michael Jordan. And I said, well, look, Jordan never let anybody get to a game seven in the finals. So LeBron's got all these, LeBron has more, you know, games or obstacles that you would say, well, he overcame. He won as the eighth seed. He won as a down 3-1. But Michael never let it get to that point. But Michael was never in that kind of trouble. You know, so that's the difference.
Also, if those count, what about LeBron getting swept? Hasn't he been swept 3 times?
In the finals?
Yeah.
What, Golden State swept them once or twice? Maybe once.
Right. They lost.
And then San Antonio swept them once.
So he lost. So in 3 finals,
he lost in 15. He won in 16. Right. He lost, I think, in 5.
But I'm saying in 3 finals in his career, he's 1-12 in 3 finals. You know what
well,
I mean?
Like, but that's not.
No, I'm just saying.
That's not
but
fair
but
to
if,
look at it like
if we're
that.
Looking, I mean, no, but if we're looking
look at
it,
the wins and then
no,
see
but
what
if we're looking
is.
At. But I'm saying if we're looking at like degree of difficulty and all that. I just think it's hard to just.
I just
use
think
that
he's. It's like saying a boxer's come
if
back.
If he gets knocked out in the
down,
first round, if he gets knocked out in the first round, how does that count in the play-in? How does that affect him? If he's
well,
healthy,
it's not going
to
negatively. Yeah, okay, I mean, right. it's just a loss. But yeah, I just like I said, it's like the difference between a boxer rallying from behind and winning versus a guy like Tyson just knocking everybody out. Right. I'm not going to say that was better than what Tyson did. So, yeah. But it would be good. It would be a notch on his belt.
Christian in Utah, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Christian?
Rob Parker and Chris Jonas Knox Broussard. You guys are agreeing too much today. It's killing me.
I know,
right? Right?
It's something in the water. Sorry, Christian. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm jumping in that water because I got the play-in, too, is more favorable.
Yeah, it's just less – there's too much that could go wrong, you know?
Well, I think the extra week of rest is critical for LeBron and Anthony Davis at this point. And to be honest, you'd rather
face
the Clippers,
too. Disagreeing. Yeah, you're disagreeing
with us.
Saying you'd rather face the Clippers, right?
Right. You want to see the Clippers as the 6th seed.
Right.
Because you get the week rest, you avoid the play-in. And I think you'd rather face the Clippers now than later because they've been discontinuous as well. So I think all those combining factors and the security, yeah.
No doubt, Christian. I think that's wise. Let's squeeze in Max real quick. Max in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Max?
What's up, guys? Thanks for giving me some time there. Hey, yes. For me, I think this is kind of two different ways. If I'm LeBron, I know he has the more rest, but to me, he doesn't need the rest. He needs to play. He needs to get with the guys on the court. So I think it's more favorable for LeBron to get into whatever games he's in going into playoffs because he doesn't want to face Kawhi. He doesn't want to face Pat Bev and those Clippers in that first series. The benefit for the Lakers in seeing them would be when they lose in that series, they don't have to go home. They can stay where they're at. They don't have to travel. They're already at home. So
Max, you knew a dig was coming.
Max
from
is a man of my own heart, Max. Max, you're
a dig was coming.
Max,
how Max sneak in here anyway?
Max, you're the best.
Didn't he have his one call
no,
this week
no,
earlier?
Max. Make sure you call in once a week, Max, all right?
All right, it is the Odd Couple, and Broussard's Fab Five is coming up at the end of the hour, folks. You will not want to miss it, and little Aaron Rodgers. It's the gift that keeps on giving. There's more Aaron Rodgers stuff to talk about. We'll get into that next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And you heard him, Rob. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Andrew Wiggins are all out tonight for the Warriors games against the Pelicans. They got a little knick-knack injury. Steph's got the tailbone. They all got a little.
Do they
want to
lose so that they can stay where they are? Is that what
It doesn't matter because obviously they still have to go through the Lakers at some point.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, I mean, there might be some strategy there.
Because if the Lakers – so let's say Memphis – right now Memphis and Golden State are tied. As far as record, if Memphis moves ahead of Golden State and then the Lakers play Memphis in the first round or in the play-in and Memphis loses to the Lakers and Golden State plays San Antonio and beats them Yeah, then Golden State would have to play Memphis and beat them to get to the play-in.
But do you see what I'm saying? Like,
I'm just wondering
if there's something we're missing.
I don't think so. because if right now the Warriors, even if they lost to the Lakers in the play-in game, then they still are alive. You know what I mean? Whereas if they finish ninth, and even though you feel like, okay, we can beat San Antonio, which is 10th, if you lose that game, you're done. So by finishing eighth, you at least give yourself two chances to win one game. Whereas if you don't finish eighth, if you finish ninth or 10th, it's really a one and done, a sudden death. So I don't think there's anything to it. I'm a little surprised, but they do have these injuries. Steph's been playing with the butt pad and all that. So, they're sitting them out. And so maybe the Lakers won't even meet the Warriors in the first game
of the play-in. All right, we'll see.
Right. All right, Matt LaFleur, Rob, the Aaron Rodgers thing, it just isn't going away, and I guess that'll be the case until
he's either traded. It won't go away until opening day when he's playing under center for the Packers. That's
right. So Matt LaFleur, the head coach, of course, was asked about it. Does he want to keep Aaron Rodgers, as if he might say no? But here's his response.
I've got nothing new to update, and we still obviously feel the same way. It's, we want him back in the worst way. I know he knows that, and, we'll continue to work at it each and every day.
They want him back in the worst way.
Did you see your voice almost crack there, Chris, a little bit?
We want him back
in the worst way. Did you hear that? Can we play that part? We want him back in the worst way. Like,
if I was on the verge of losing my MVP quarterback,
he didn't sound.
I'd be on the verge of tears too. I mean, look, the bottom line, right? And I have not seen Jordan Love throw a pass this year. You know, in the pros, in practice,
Chris. If he was ready,
he ain't ready.
If he was ready. After you drafted him in the first round and you moved up and all that, and then if you really believed he was that guy ready to go, you would tell Aaron Rodgers, thanks. I'm serious. You would.
Really?
But they would. But I don't think they can.
I'm not going that far.
I'm serious. If they really believed that they had something and they could move on. I'm just saying it from the standpoint, Chris, that all these great quarterbacks wind up playing somewhere else.
Yeah, but
this
that doesn't mean it's the rule. You're saying that like it's automatic. It doesn't have to happen.
It just doesn't happen. Big Ben, they let him come back. You know what I mean?
Like we'll see if he ends up going anywhere else. But Terry Bradshaw never played elsewhere. You know,
yeah, but he wasn't
Troy
that good.
Aikman. I'm sorry. He only won 4 Super Bowls. What are you talking about?
Go look at his numbers.
You sound like a millennial.
I'm just saying.
But no, I mean, so I don't care how good Jordan Love looked. Unless he looked like Pat Mahomes, I'm trying to keep Aaron Rodgers for as long as I can if I'm Matt LaFleur. And Rob, think about Matt LaFleur. Because here's the difference between the coach and the front office. The coach is closer to the players. Because the coach is like, look, I want to win now. I don't have any 5-year plans. You know what I'm saying, Rob? I got 1-year plans. I'm trying to win every single game, period. All right, y'all can plan for the future. But if I don't win now, I won't be a part of that future. And so Matt LaFleur is 26-6, Rob. You think he's ready to start losing, to start going 8-8? Or worse? No.
Definitely not. No, definitely not. You're right.
He's viewed as a little wonder boy. Superman. You know what I mean?
Wonderlick. No. Wonderling. Wonder twin. I don't know what they call him.
Wonder boy?
Yeah, wonder boy. I just didn't want to use that term.
Oh. Yeah, but he's viewed as a young hotshot coach. Whether it was Aaron Rodgers just getting fully healthy, which obviously had a lot to do with it. But, you know, he has played better under Matt LaFleur. That's undeniable as well. So they're a good combination. And I do think they should stick together. I'm sure Aaron has no problem playing for LaFleur other than, you know, that horrible call in the NFC championship game. But, yeah, this isn't surprising, Rob. What's surprising is that they haven't moved Brian Gutekunst yet. I'm not saying you have to fire him. But send the dude out on the road as a scout or something.
Yeah, but you just got to figure it out because he's been there longer than Aaron Rodgers. You got to be careful because you got to remember they have to somewhat, Chris, and it's always about the player. But if they do this, right, then they're in jeopardy of someone coming along and doing that to them. Do you know what I mean? So I understand
you
why.
You mean a front office person?
Yeah, like front office people where some other star, Jordan Love becomes the next big star, and he doesn't want the coach or he doesn't want the general manager. Or y'all did it when Aaron Rodgers had a hissy fit. I'm just saying.
Stars are always going to have some kind of power. Like,
I agree, but you got to be careful on how it looks. And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. All right. Well, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. And I got my Fabulous Five coming up in a moment. And you will
never
not
want fabulous
to miss
five.
It. No, you do listen. You sit there and you listen and you enjoy. You have a smile on your face, too, when you listen to the Fabulous Five. See?
Thanks. Thanks. Thanks, Kawhi.
All right. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, right here on Fox Sports Radio. My Fab Five is next. Keep it locked.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday. DJ Alex Tyshert in those crates, folks. It's dusty. It's dusty up in here. It's also time for Broussard's Fabulous Five.
Are you ready?
Hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
We're going big.
It's go time.
It's Broussard's Fab Five.
All right. You should all know that tomorrow, the great Kobe Bryant, the great Tim Duncan, the great Kevin Garnett will be enshrined into the Basketball Hall of Fame, obviously deserving all of them. And people are saying, and I can't disagree, it is the greatest Hall of Fame class in basketball history. All three champions, all three MVPs, all three to some degree, iconic. So two of those guys, Kobe and Kevin Garnett, of course, came straight out of high school. So that got a brother to thinking, who are the five most fabulous players to play professional basketball, NBA, and go straight from high school to either the NBA or the ABA? Here we go.
Number five.
All right. Dwight Howard. Yes, this one might shock a few folks, especially you young cats who've only seen him with the Lakers and the Sixers and Udonis Haslam pointing his finger all up in his face with no fear. But Dwight Howard just edges Tracy McGrady as the fifth best player to ever go preps to pros. And here's why. Tracy McGrady, for all his greatness, never won a playoff series. Meanwhile, Dwight Howard was wrecking shop earlier in his career. He beat LeBron in the playoffs, and neither of them had a perennial all-star teammate. Neither of them. He led the Orlando Magic to the finals by himself. They had good role-playing teammates. Rashard Lewis, Hedo Turkoglu, Skip to Malou. He had some good teammates, but he was the only star, and he led them to the finals. For a five-year stint, Dwight Howard was always in the MVP conversation. In fact, four times he finished in the top five of MVP voting. I know he's a shell of himself now. He's a role player. He's a goon kind of and all that. But Dwight Howard was a bad boy in his prime.
Number four.
Kevin Garnett, one-time MVP, 12-time all-defensive. He did it on both ends. And people, now they think of him as a Boston Celtic, and I understand that. He won his championship with the Celtics. He was more in the public eye as a Celtic because they were a great team. But he was great with Minnesota, too. And Kevin Garnett was one of the early precursors of the perimeter-oriented big man. He wasn't Dirk Nowitzki. He wasn't, obviously, Kevin Durant. He wasn't a pure perimeter player. But he wasn't a pure inside player either. He was that early seven-footer who also could step out, hit the mid-range jumper, had athleticism, could run the floor. We hadn't seen much of that before KG. He's one of those early ones, and he obviously is an all-time great player.
Number three.
Moses Malone. I know you were wondering, who in the world is ahead of Garnett? How's Garnett four? Moses Malone was bad, period. Y'all don't remember, he went straight to the ABA. He played his first pro year in the ABA with the Utah Stars and averaged straight out of high school almost 19 points and 13 rebounds. I'm sorry, 14 rebounds right out of high school. 19 and 14 he's putting on them. And then he goes to the NBA, immediately becomes one of the best players in the league, wins three MVP awards, and then wins his championship with Dr. J, 1983 Sixers, one of the best teams of all time. And Moses Malone, one of the greatest rebounders, particularly on the offensive end, of all time. 2 years, he averaged seven offensive rebounds a game. That's ridiculous.
Number two.
The late, great Kobe Bryant. And Kobe is going to have like a huge display, if you haven't read about it, in the Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Kobe Bryant, an icon, period. I mean, Kobe, and not because he died prematurely in that helicopter crash. If he was still alive and doing great things, you know, in venture capitalism, and, you know, he won an Oscar for his film, all that stuff, he still would be an icon because of what he did on the basketball court. A killer instinct like very few others have had. One of the greatest scorers we've ever seen. Dropped 81 points in a game, or in a competitive game. It wasn't like Wilt when they were feeding him, just trying to get him to score and all that. Kobe Bryant was phenomenal. We all know it. Five championships, two times finals MVP, also a league MVP, and also got after it on the defensive end, 12-time All-D.
Number one.
LeBron James. All right, LeBron, the only one, the only of all the great players, and I mentioned Moses Malone, yes, he stepped in right away, but he was in the ABA and half of the best players in the world were in the NBA at that time. So not taking anything away from Moses, but it was a little different. LeBron is the only prep to pros guy to step right into the NBA and begin doing damage from day one. And you might remember, Rob, in the summer league, I think he played a couple games in the summer league, but preseason, he really wasn't that impressive. And you heard people, overhyped. Is he really going to be that good? And his first NBA game, the New York Times sends me all the way out to Sacramento, California to see LeBron James' first game. And what does he do against a Sacramento team that at that time was great? And LeBron gives them 25 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists in his first ever. I'm sorry, 9 assists and 6 rebounds, plus 4 steals and only 2 turnovers in his first NBA game. I called Larry Bird the next day, interviewed him for a story for the New York Times, and Larry Bird said, if this guy isn't a definite Hall of Famer within the next 5 years, something has gone drastically wrong. He said LeBron James was the only player he ever saw who could have gone straight to the NBA after his junior year of high school. Junior year. And LeBron averaged 21 points, 6 assists, and 5.5 rebounds his rookie year. Straight out of high school, 4 championships, 4 finals MVPs, 4 MVPs. And in the debate, Jordan's the GOAT, but LeBron's made it a conversation with many. He is the greatest preps to pros player of all time. And I'm not leaving Rob Parker any time to disagree. Keep it locked. We got 2 hours left. The Odd Couple.